Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, our 11th annual Teen Edition with students from all across the state on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers' 11th annual Teen Edition is sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Retail Association of Nevada, the Nevada Trucking Association, Valley Electric Association, and the El Dorado Hotel Casino.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're about to embark on our teen edition. This is the 11th annual of where we invite students from all across the state to be on the program. Sadly, because of extremely strong wind conditions in Reno, the flights from Las Vegas were canceled, so we'll make arrangements to have our Vegas students on another program. But today, we'll start out with Lauren Bain. She is at Robert McQueen High School. We have Michael Arregui. He is with the Academy of Arts, Careers, and Technology. And Emily McDermott, she is at Spanish Springs High School. Pleasure to have you all here. Thank you.
Thank you.
So let's start out. We asked you all for topic ideas. And one of the things that you mentioned, Lauren, was a lot of the acts of violence at schools that we've seen over the last few years. And you feel that there's a danger that we're being desensitized to violence?
Yeah, definitely. I think because it's just been so apparent in the news media and it's just in our faces more and more, we've kind of just been, we have had less of a reaction towards things that have come up recently. So some may think that like the death of Breonna Dennison in 2007 may have kind of started this trend, but after the Sparks shooting and then also a recent homicide of the two sons and the father in Northwest Reno, that like we've kind of are seeing this trend where we haven't really reacted as much to these events. And in the past, our community has entirely stopped to like, as we've kind of paused to take in these events and really understand it. And it just might be because of, at younger ages, we are experiencing it more often, and then we're seeing it at younger ages, and it's just become commonplace for us. So it's kind of conditioned.
Michael, what role do you think the media has to play in all of this? And do you agree that we're being desensitized?
I would like to agree that we are being desensitized because media makes things so big nowadays, or some news channels over-exaggerate or don't necessarily say the full truth. So I think that because of the increase in media and social media as well, like Twitter, Facebook, where news is also posted, people just see things and they just keep scrolling, or they turn on the news and just walk away because they feel like it's happening everywhere. So I think with the increase of the media that we're not necessarily taking everything to heart as we should be.
What's the main place where you get your news from?
I usually get notifications like on my phone from CNN or Politico or by watching the local news.
Okay, Emily, what role do you think, for example, movies and television have in all of this? Is there too much violence in the movies and on television? And do you think there's more than there was in the past?
I think definitely. I think kids see things on TV and they think that it's okay, and when really it shouldn't be. I think that we just need to have a positive like influence on our lives. And I think what we see, I think parents and teachers should monitor what they're putting their letting kids see.
Do you think there's not enough of that? Because I remember when I was a kid, you know, there was a definite delineation, you know, 9 o'clock at night, that was a time when, you know, kids were not supposed to be watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
And parents really did have a good handle. Do you think that there's just too many devices and ways that, you know, you can watch the media without parental control?
Yeah, I think definitely. I think with like a rise in social media, I think kids, they oftentimes they will like, after they've gone to bed and their parents think they're asleep, they're in their bed looking on their phone, looking at Twitter and Tumblr and Instagram and seeing all these things, and their parents don't know about it. So.
Mm-hmm. You agree?
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to monitor these things, especially for parents. And as there's more platforms to, as new platforms develop, we're definitely it's going to be harder to monitor these ways for people to get these.
Michael, do you think that there's too much information out there?
I do think that there is a lot of information, maybe not too much, but I think that there is a lot of information that is possibly biased or that is putting in an effect that we don't want to see in children. Like, I know that I've seen kids as young as 10 or 12 and they just have like the new iPhone and they're on Facebook or Twitter, so maybe for them it would be too much information, but I don't think necessarily for everyone it's too much.
Okay, so just quickly around the table, what's the most trusted source for you for news? Who do you look at and go, okay, I can believe in this because they are the...
I would say CNN. I think in a lot of my classes, we watch like the student news on CNN, and I think that's the most honest source, and it's not biased at all.
Lauren?
I think NPR, especially covering like local news, they just get the source immediately and they report the facts.
Okay, and Michael?
I think Politico and CNN are very reliable sources. They're usually very objective and unbiased.
All right, let's take a break. More with our students when we come back.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by The Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue on with our 11th annual Teen Edition, where we invite teens from across the state to be on Nevada Newsmakers as pundits. We're joined by Lauren Bain, Emily McDermott, and Michael Arege. Michael, the president passed this executive order, or signed an executive order, granting, you know, basically not citizenship, but legality to a large swath of immigrants in this country. How do you feel about that? Was that the right thing for him to do?
I believe that in the past years we have had an increase in immigrants, or we have seen an increase at least in these immigrants, and I think that it was the right thing to do at the time, and I think that it's very necessary that he took that executive order. But at the same time, we have to realize that it's a form of amnesty, and it's not permanent. It's not saying for sure you're going to get citizenship, but it's the opportunity to come out and to take that chance to get that.
Okay, but now this is really Congress's job. Do you not feel that Congress should have actually taken action?
I believe that because the houses are split, you know, and it's taken Congress a lot of time to pass laws in the past couple years, that Obama felt that it was needed now and that it was necessary now to take that order. So I think that because of his power to take that executive order, that it was just, but I think that Congress does need to get a move on to see what is needed and if this is the law that needs to stay and is needed at the time.
Okay, Emily, you agree, disagree?
I agree. I think that Congress is too divided right now, and I think that if Obama were to bring it to Congress, then nothing would happen. So I think that by him taking action himself, it was the best way to make sure that this happened and, like, immigration was
okay. So basically, the president has 2 years before another president comes in and could possibly change that executive order. Do you think he's throwing out a challenge to the Congress saying, hey, if you don't like what I did, why don't you write your own law and I'll be happy to sign it?
Yeah, I think it causes issues, but I think in the long run, I think that as, like, humans, I think that we shouldn't turn away people. And I think we should give them the opportunity to gain citizenship. And if they want to live here, we should give them that option.
Lauren?
Yeah, I think that Obama definitely, he enacted this, but it doesn't permit all things, which I think he's hoping that Congress will kind of step up, and this will hopefully motivate them to try to cover all these issues on immigration. And I think this was kind of just like a motivation to, like, get Congress going.
But one of the problems with it is that it really didn't help certain areas of immigration. For example,
right.
We need workers to come from other places to work in the fields, to work in meatpacking factories. There's all kinds of workers. We also need highly trained workers to come in the computer industry. Your thoughts on where we go with that?
I think that definitely Congress will need to get together and form a unified idea on how we can solve these problems and include these immigrants into our economy.
Michael, you know, this country is made up of immigrants, with the exception of Native Americans. Why do you think there's such resistance to, you know, having an expanded form of immigration? And also, we hear this constant cry of, you know, seal the border first. But is that realistic?
I do not believe that it's as realistic as we want it to be. I don't think that we can just seal the border and totally close everything off. And as Obama said in his speech, if anybody thinks that we can just close off the border and be done with it, it's unrealistic, because we do need more people, and we need to make America a melting pot and more diverse, and we need that diversity in America to make things work and to have new ideals.
And one of the things I've heard is that if you build a 10-foot fence, they'll just build a 15-foot catapult. So we've got to leave it.
Right.
Thank you
all
very much. Great discussion.
Yeah.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers 11th Annual Teen Edition is sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Retail Association of Nevada, the Nevada Trucking Association, Valley Electric Association, and the Eldorado Hotel Casino.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
You want to be on New Year's Eve, so come to Rail City to be one of 15 $1,000 cash winners. Be here when the clock strikes midnight. Where are you going to go? Rail City.
I love my car. You and me, we've come so far. Whoa, whoa, I love my car. And I think my lucky stars. I love my car.
If you need cash and have equity in your car, don't sell your baby. Come into Check City for a quick and easy title. In just a few minutes, you can get the cash you need. Get the cash, keep the car.
I love my car.
It's the event of the year, and here come our stars, Sophia and Jake. It's Disney Junior Live on Tour Pirate and Princess Adventure, presented by Yo Kids Organic Yogurt. Set sail with Jake and his pirate crew on a live adventure. Join Sophia for a royal celebration, including a special appearance by Cinderella. And get there early for the Doc McStuffins pre-show. Disney Junior Live on Tour Pirate and Princess Adventure, playing January 1st at Lawler Event Center. Get your tickets today.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're in the middle of our 11th annual Teen Edition, where we invite students from all across the state to be on the program. Unfortunately, because of massive winds at the Reno airport today, the flight from Las Vegas was canceled. We'll get those students on another day. But in the meantime, we have three students in this next panel. Stephanie Lamas is an attendee at the Academy of Arts, Career, and Technology. Blaine Merkley is with the Churchill County High School in Fallon, and Sarah Wuma is also with the Academy of Arts, Careers, and Technology. Pleasure to have you all here.
Thank you, Stephanie. One of the things
that you wrote about was the Obama administration and their reactions towards ISIS, and you had a whole bunch of concerns about that. Lay that out for me, will you?
Well, I was wondering why we were barely handling ISIS when we'd known about them over a year. So it kind of caught me off a little bit off guard. So I was hoping, like, maybe if we would have known this a lot before, we could have maybe had some allies, had, like, a conversation between countries, knowing how to help each other against this. Because, again, ISIS, there's sympathizers in every part of the country. So if there is, let's just say, a lot of rumors about World War III with them, it will be very difficult to be against every country because those same people who are part of the country, for example, those sympathizers that were caught here in America, if we were to attack on ISIS, well, they can easily attack on us, and having that advantage that they are here a part of the United States.
And so you also seem to have concerns about, you know, our response to the Syrian rebels, and this was leading back to the way we had been in Afghanistan and previously in Iraq.
Yeah. Well, with the whole Afghanistan, we were funding rebels in Afghanistan, and 10 years later, we were in war with them. And here now we are funding Syrian rebels, and they are helping us with ISIS. But now there's the news came out that there are some Syrian rebels working with ISIS as pilots. And since we recently bombed ISIS, they might have a counterattack on us, affecting, again, all over.
Blaine, your thoughts on this?
I think just for the ISIS thing in general, I feel like the United States is kind of tiptoeing, just getting out of Iraq and Afghanistan.
Is that the right thing to do?
Definitely. I think we should be out of there by now, being over there overseas for so long.
Yeah, but I mean tiptoeing in the ISIS.
Tiptoeing. It all depends. Like, they're tiptoeing, so it seems weird that they're wanting to... Well, not weird that they're not wanting to go to war. I understand that they're not wanting to go to war because obviously they don't want to go back into war with another country that we just got out of, and we don't want to go overseas, send more troops, more money, not to mention our debt that's higher than the sky right now.
Okay, so Sarah, when you look at this, does this make sense to you that how this group, ISIS, could seemingly come out of nowhere and then take over 2/3 of a country almost within weeks?
I mean,
they didn't come out of nowhere. They've been there. We just haven't, it hasn't been in the media as much. And people are angry that we're not taking more action towards them. When it came to American reporters being beheaded, and that our people, our reporters went over on their own will. They went over there to go and get reports. We didn't send them over there. And we don't negotiate with terrorists, so we shouldn't be negotiating with them to get our people back. And they went over on their own terms, and it's sad to say that they left, but that's...
Kind of adding on to that, sorry.
Sure. No, go ahead.
With the media, she said something big about the media. The media also has a lot of control over this whole situation. Basically, by showing what ISIS is doing and all that, you are giving terrorists what they want. If we go to example of what happened in Canada with the shooting, instead of reflecting on the supposed terrorist attack, they're reflecting on the heroes that have fallen. And since then, they have not had another big situation or anything. So with the media giving them what they want, ISIS is getting their attention, kind of going with like the protest or anything with the whole recent Eric Garner case. They know that they can get their word out if they do something big. So like, for example, blowing up houses, putting them on fire, they're giving what they want. So the media is also a little bit not kind of helping.
I agree. They want to be seen.
Okay, and it was recently discussed, you know, this is a Muslim upon Muslim, you know, war situation, but with the United States being drawn into it because of the media coverage.
Yeah. I think media has definitely died down about the ISIS subject a lot recently. I know it was a big thing and they were everywhere, but I mean, I haven't heard a whole
Okay, and do you
it.
Think that that's a problem with the media, that it tends to focus on one issue for a week and then all of a sudden it's another issue?
Mm-hmm. I think media very much over-exaggerates things and just gives the public just little snippets to just get more viewers to be interactive with what they're showing. And doesn't really convey the whole truth for the public.
All right. Sarah, I wanted to change topics on you and talk about Ferguson and the other issues around the country of African-Americans being shot by the police. Do you think that that's a fair thing for the media to be pushing forward? Or do you think that that's a real problem in this country?
I think that with the whole shooting, there was obviously something wrong. There was obviously either the police officer was being threatened, or maybe he did have something that we don't know about. There are no witness accounts that are all the same story. There's nothing to say that this is exactly what happened. And it just so happened that he was African American, and it just so happened that the policeman was white. And with this whole racial thing, that comes into play because they're showing it as a racism problem, when in all reality, maybe it's a police execution problem. Were they doing everything that was necessary and proper? Did he overstep his boundaries? That's something that we may not know because there were no accounts. And this is what comes in with the police. Should they be wearing cameras now? It's a huge debate, but then if police are wearing cameras, can those be used in court? So,
and that's going to be the big question. You know, when you look at the topic of racism in America, Stephanie, how does it strike you?
Well, going back with the whole Ferguson and Eric Garner case, and again with the whole racism, yeah, it just happened to be a white officer against an African American. But if you notice again, sorry, back to the media.
No, it's fine.
If it was an African American officer going against a white who murdered a white one, then it wouldn't be such of a big deal. So what? That's a lot of showing with the racism a bit too, because they are shifting to attention just because of the skin color. And again, with the whole showing like the video and all that, that is fighting fire with fire. With showing how Eric Garner got killed. That is just adding more flames to the fire. That is building up the tension against the protesters. And then with the whole Ferguson,
There's a recording that was released of the whole incident, but even the jury saw that because there was little information with him, they were not able to put him as guilty because there's little information. So also with the protesters, they should not be protesting until they know for sure all their facts. Because for Michael Brown could have had prior to attacking the police, he probably wasn't. Maybe the police just shot him because he was racist, but no one knows for sure.
Okay, we got about 15 seconds, Blaine. Your thoughts on the media's role, because it's been a long time since we've really seen protesters out in the street about almost anything.
I think media just likes to feed the fire. They only show us the bad things that the cops are doing, but they're only giving us, even if Michael Brown was intentionally shot for no apparent reason, that's just, and if the white cop was at fault, that's just a little snippets. It's not about the good cops. Like, what are the cops doing that are good? It's like, who are the bad apples? Who can we show the people that things are bad and get more views on our newscasts?
Okay, and that's where we got to leave it. A very good, thoughtful discussion. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Bad Newsmakers after this timeout.
I love my car. You and me, we've come so far. Love my car, and I think my lucky stars. I love my car.
If you need cash and have equity in your car, don't sell your baby. Come into Check City for a quick and easy title. In just a few minutes, you can get the cash you need. Get the cash, keep the car.
I love my car.
America's a free country, but innocent people are still getting charged with crimes they did not commit. I'm attorney Jesse Calter, and there is nothing worse than an innocent person being locked up. Being a defense attorney is my passion. I will fight for your rights and your freedom. Do you have the right defense attorney protecting you or your loved ones? Don't wait. Call me now for a free consultation. What's your freedom worth?
At Shelter Insurance, we've found that peace of mind offers some real advantages. That's why we work hard to make things easier for you. By sheltering your cars. By sheltering your home. By sheltering your toys. By sheltering your life. Peace of mind. Isn't that the best shelter there is? Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Thanks for watching. We'll see you on the next broadcast.